Julian Castro, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with that night last September. I'm curious, how has that experience changed you?
Well, just a lot busier now, but it was a great experience. There are few opportunities that you get in life to be on that kind of stage. It's both a thrill and quite nerve-wracking.
Let's talk a little bit about the statewide situation for Democrats. Wendy Davis obviously is about to announce whether or not she'll run for governor. It's expected that she will run for governor next week. She's from these parts. She's from Fort Worth. Do you think she's in?
I believe she is, and I believe she'll make a strong candidate. It'll be the first time since Bill White ran, of course, that we've had a strong Democratic candidate, and it'll give the voters a good choice. She has shown an ability already when she ran for city council and she ran for the state senate to get crossover support. So she's not going to be a two-dimensional candidate. She'll be a three-dimensional candidate. I look forward to that election because it's going to be a great one.
There's a great stat recently on NPR that there are more Hispanic two-year-olds in Texas than there are 50-year-old non-Hispanic people. What do you think the strategy should be for Democrats to turn that youth wave into a voting wave, which is the next step?
Oh, the challenge for both parties is that they have to have policies that speak to the Hispanic community. The challenge for Republicans is not necessarily personalities. They have some great personalities like Rubio and Governor Martinez and Governor Sandoval. It really is getting the policies right. For the Democrats, it's making sure that they don't take for granted that they're going to have this whole new wave of young Hispanics. They need to get out there in the neighborhoods and do the voter registration and have policies like investing in education that appeal to a younger audience. I saw a statistic a couple of years ago that in California, Hispanics are voting at 10% underneath the mainstream. In Texas, that's 25% underneath the mainstream. So there's something that there's a bridge that needs to be crossed there.
And I know in San Antonio, you've done a lot of work on pre-K. That's really been your focus. And I think you passed a sales tax increase to fund that. Just started this fall, is that right?
That's right. The sales tax was passed by the voters last November, an eighth of a cent that draws in about $31 million a year over an eight-year period. The first students walk through the door in late August with this new school year. Over the next 8 years, 22,400 four-year-olds will get high-quality full-day pre-K who would not have gotten it otherwise.
So I started following you on Twitter, and I see a lot of kind of Dallas Cowboys smack talk on there. Have you always been a Cowboys fan? Is that a kind of recent development?
No, actually, my twin brother Joaquin was a Dallas Cowboys fan. So I had to choose a different team. So I chose the Eagles, which probably doesn't make Dallas Cowboys fans very happy. But so growing up, the worst days of the year, I mean the worst days of the year, were actually the Sundays, at least the two Sundays where the NFC East rivals, the Cowboys and the Eagles, would play each other. Because my brother and I would invariably get into fights that day.
So, okay, we're into the summer of 2016, and Hillary Clinton says, I want Julian Castro to be my running mate. What will you say?
Well, that's never going to happen. So it's, I think, not prudent to engage in those kinds of hypotheticals. I don't believe that that's ever going to happen. I'm going to be doing my job in San Antonio. But if she called on my brother, I'd be wholeheartedly supportive of that.
I wonder how he would answer
that. I hope
that
he
question.
Says yes, yeah.
San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us.
All right, thank you.